those nice words, Mr. Douglas. You know, I'm afraid you say that to everyone who comes out on this stage.
I didn't say it about John Lund.
I would have.
Oh. Well, that's what makes horse racing. Barbara, will you start off with the nominees, please?
Those nominated for the best achievement in art direction of a black and white picture are Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox, Lyle Wheeler and Joseph C. Wright, Set Decoration, Tom Little and Paul S. Fox.
The Heiress, Paramount, Harry Horner and John Meehan. Set Direction, Emile Curie.
And Madame Bovary, Metten-Goldwyn-Mayer, Cedric Gibbons and Jack Martin Smith. Set Direction, Edwin B. Willis, I believe. Yes, and Richard Pepperley. And now for the envelope. Harry Horner and John Meehan for the Heiress.
Harry Horner, John Meehan, and Emil Curie. This, by the way, is a dual award, inasmuch as in each case, the art decoration, art direction, and set decoration are tied. And now the plaque is being handed for set decoration, and the Oscar, of course, for art direction.
Those nominated for best achievement in art direction of a color production are Adventures of Don Juan, Warner Brothers, Edward Correa, set direction, Lynne Rhynes-Snyder.
Little Women, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Cedric Gibbons and Paul Gross. Set direction, Edwin B. Willis and Jack D. Moore.
And Saraband, J. Arthur Rank, Eagle Lion, British. Jim Monahan, Michael Ralph, and William Kellner. The envelopes, please, Mr. Holcourt. Cedric Gibbons and Paul Gerset for Little Women.
Popular award tonight. Cedric Gibbons is a winner of 6 previous awards for art direction. Made the original sketch of Oscar, which was the basis for the trophy design.
Richard A. Pepperley will accept the awards for set decoration. Set direction by Edward B. Willis and Jack D. Moore.
Oh, well, all right.
We have given away so many plaques, ladies and gentlemen, and various and sundry things. And I might apologetically say that the presence of Miss Hale and Miss Roman is not conducive to sticking to the script. We will go from there to music. Tonight, to sing the third nominated song representing the group of top stars in Western films, we have with us everybody's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, it's really indeed a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight for this great occasion. As I look over these famous Oscars out here, it sort of makes me jealous. After all, I know that I haven't a chance to win one of them. After all, my pictures don't even play these large theaters or large cities. In fact, my pictures play a lot of towns that are so small, Harry Truman hasn't even been there yet. But we would like to do a little number for you, ladies and gentlemen, that is up for an award tonight, and we really love it. We think it's a grand song. And with the help of the, what's your name?
Cass.
Cass County Boys.
Thank you.
We would like to try and sing it for you. Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green,
If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen who told me so. Dilly dilly, who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly-dilly heart feels the dilly-dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly-dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue. Dilly-dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly-dilly, and you be my queen. If your dilly-dilly heart feels a dilly-dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a dilly little church on a dilly-dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue. Dilly-dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly-dilly, and you'll be my queen.
Thank you, Gene Autry. Now, every time they mention this next fellow, every time they mention him, they say he started out as a hoofer, that he became a fine dramatic actor, a great light comedian. He was president of the Screen Actors Guild, a stout fellow, beloved by everybody, everybody beloved by him. In fact, people say so many nice things about the fellow, you'd think he was dead. To prove he's not, here he is, Mr. George Murphy.
Thank you, Paul. I may not be dead, but I certainly feel dressed for it. Thank you. My job here tonight is to make the awards for documentary films. Documentary film has been called the creative reporting of social facts on film. Certainly the pictures which have been nominated for the award this year fit that definition exactly. They are A Chance to Live, March of Time, Richard de Rochemont, producer, 20th Century Fox, 1848, A&F Films, produced by French Cinema General Cooperative, The Rising Tide, National Film Board of Canada, produced by St. Francis Xavier University, and So Much for So Little, Warner Brothers Cartoons, Edward Seltzer, producer. The special envelope, please. The winners are A Chance to Live, March of Time, produced by Richard de Rochemont, 20th Century Fox, and So Much for So Little, Warner Brothers Cartoons, produced by Edward Seltzer. It was a tie, ladies and gentlemen.
First tie of the evening, Chance to Live, documentary short subjects. The award is being accepted by Colonel Jason S. Joy. That is the March of Time, which is George Mann's producing picture. And So Much for a Little, the award is being accepted by Mr. Edward Seltzer. This is a Warner Brothers picture. Our first tie of the evening in documentary short subjects.
Colonel Jason S. Joy of 20th Century Fox Studio accepted the award for The Chance to Live. Mr. Murphy?
Thank you, Paul. Those nominated for feature documentary are Daybreak in Utey, British Information Services, produced by Crown Film Unit, and Kenji Comes Home, a Protestant Film Commission production, Paul F. Hurd, producer. May I have the envelope, please? Daybreak in UD, British Information Services, produced by Crown Film Munich.
Or I should say by Robert Henry Hedo, British Consul General of Los Angeles.
Mr. Robert Henry Hedo, British Consul General in Los Angeles, accepted the award, and thank you, George Murphy. Now, the next awards are for costume design. But during the past dozen years, Hollywood has set a pattern of fashion. The clothes worn by our feminine stars seem to create the type of styles women like to follow. And to present the awards, we have the type of women men like to follow. From my left, Miss Peggy Dow. And from my right, Miss Joanne Drew.
We're very pleased to present awards to the designers.
And for all the women who appear on the screen, we would like to thank the people who make that appearance so much better.
Those nominated for the best achievement in costume design for a black and white production are the heiress, Paramount, Edith Head, and Guile Steele.
And Prince of Foxes, 20th Century Fox, Vittorio, Nino, Novarese. And may I have the envelope? The winner is Edith Head and Guile Steele for the air.
Oh, this is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy for Edith Head. An award is long overdue her. As a matter of fact, we had our hair done at the same place this afternoon, and I told her I was rooting strongly for her. And here she comes in a very interesting gown. Black linen skirt with a white top embroidered in jet. Man with her looks very handsome. This is Guile Steele, who is also accepting an award. Edith was nominated in 1948 for the Emperor Waltz.
Those nominated for the best achievement in costume design of a color production are Adventures of Don Juan, Warner Brothers, Leah Rhodes, Travilla, and Marjorie Best.
And Mother is a Freshman, 20th Century Fox, Kay Nelson. The envelope, please. And the winner is Leah Rhodes, Travilla, and Marjorie Best for The Adventures of Don Juan.
Really my department tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't be happier. Leah Rhodes is doing the costumes for the new picture I'm about to start now, and she's done some wonderful things out at Warner Brothers. And Travilla has, too, also Marjorie Best. The two ladies are coming up to accept the award. I'd like to describe what they have on, but from our little canary cage, it's difficult to see. Miss Rhodes...
Thank you, Peggy Dow and Joanne Drew. Leah Rhodes and Marjorie Best have accepted the award for Travilla. And now, we've invited the singing half of the great comedy team, Martin and Lewis, to do a solo stint this evening. To present the fourth nominated song, there's a fellow who can really sing the paint off the wall. Dean Martin and the song, Through a Long and Sleepless Night. Dean Martin.
Sleepless night, I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night, of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there toss about, so at a loss about you. wish my heart would leave my memory alone. Why must I redream, relive the joy we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till in the tick-tock silence, I'll tell my heart to weep less. All through an oh so long and sleepless night. Why must I redream, relive the joy we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I tell my heart to an oh so long and sleepless night.
Now, to present the Cinematography Award, we have two of Hollywood's most enthusiastic camera fiends and one of its nicest couples, Dick Powell and his wife, June Allison.
Hello.
Hello. June, I didn't go overboard, did I, about your enthusiasm for amateur photography?
Oh, no, I should say not. Why, Richard's got at least 35 cameras.
The boy is really gone.
Yes.
I bet I am. I've got one camera I use just to take pictures of the other 34.
Well, cameras are probably a lot of fun as a hobby, but it's a lot tougher when you're a pro. Then cinematography calls for a man well-equipped with skill, stamina, and diplomacy.
Lots of diplomacy, Phone. For instance, I started the picture last week with a cameraman I hadn't seen in about 10 years. After the first day's work, we went to see the rushes. I didn't like the way I looked. So I turned to the cameraman and screamed. I can't understand it. I never look like that.
The cameraman very politely answered, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Powell, but you see, I'm 10 years older.
Well, June, on this high note of diplomacy, the nominations, if you please.
Those nominated for achievement in cinematography, black and white production are Battleground, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Paul C. Vogel.
Champion, Screenplays Corporation, United Artists, Frank Planner.
Come to the Stable, 20th Century Fox, Joseph Lachelle.
The Heiress, Paramount, Leo Tober.
Prince of Foxes, 20th Century Fox, Leon Shamroy. Mr. Holford, the envelope, please. The winner is Paul C. Vogel for Battleground.
Very important award, ladies and gentlemen, the Cinematography Black and White Award is won this year by Mr. Paul C. Vogel for the wonderful picture Battleground. And by the way, this is the first nomination for Mr. Vogel. As a rule, old-timers win this award. It's the first nomination Mr. Vogel has had. He's accepting his Oscar for the Black and White Cinematography Award for Battleground.
Those nominated for the best achievement in cinematography of a color production are the Barclays of Broadway, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Harry Stradling.
Jolson Sings Again, a Sidney Buckman production, Columbia, William Schneider.
Little Women, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Robert Plank and Charles Schoenbaum.
Sand, 20th Century Fox, Charles G. Clark.
She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, Argosy Pictures Corporation, RKO Radio, Wetton Hutch. The envelope, please. The winner, Wenton Hutch, for She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
This is very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. We, too, have to choose from five cards. Let us know who the winner is and what he's done. Wenton Hutch, Award 1948, Color Cinematography, Joan of Arc. Also photographed on Melody Time, Taproots, and Three Godfathers.
Thank you, Dick and June, and congratulations, Wynton Hawk. Now, the record books list Jose Farrar as a graduate architect, Broadway actor, painter, designer, director, motion picture star. In fact, he's done everything from building a bridge to switching to Calvert. Jose Farrar, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to present the scientific or technical awards, and I want to make one thing clear at the outset. The method of selecting the scientific and technical awards is different from any of the others. A committee made up of the ranking technicians, engineers, and scientists of the industry spends months investigating the long list of technical advances made during the year. This means that if a scientist or technician receives Academy recognition, his achievement has undergone the most careful scrutiny of his peers. And a tougher audience doesn't exist. Not even this one tonight. The statuette, or Oscar, for scientific and technical achievement is not given annually. It is presented only when a giant forward stride has been made in motion picture science. Tonight is only the sixth such presentation in the history of the Academy. Up until a short while ago, all 35mm motion picture film in general use was inflammable. It had been a continuing hazard to the thousands of people all over the world who work with film. Also, it was a threat to our archives, that great mass of contemporary history which has been recorded on film. After years of effort, a new type of improved safety film has been introduced. For that achievement, the development and introduction of the improved tri-acetate safety-based motion picture film, the Oscar has been awarded. Will Mr. Emery Hughes accept the Academy Award for the Eastman Kodak Company? The following achievements have been awarded certificates of honorable mention to Lauren L. Ryder, Bruce H. Denny, Robert Carr, and the Paramount Sound Department for the development and application of the supersonic playback and public address system. In simple and maybe slightly inaccurate words, this is a radio so tiny that it can be carried in an actor's pocket. This makes it possible for music or verbal directions to be delivered to the actor or actress without interfering with the ordinary recording of dialogue. The idea has already saved a great deal of time and led to some rather interesting dilemmas. Congratulations, gentlemen. To Mr. M. To Mr. M. B. Paul for the first successful large area seamless translucent backgrounds. Now, this one is involved. Broken down, it means that when you see one of those scenes with two lovers on the veranda and the Manhattan skyline in the background will look better from now on. Unhappily, this invention does not affect the actors. Anyway, congratulations to Mr. Paul. To Herbert E. Britt for the development and application of formulas and equipment producing artificial snow and ice for dressing motion picture sets. Out here in California, we don't get a look at much real snow. But this new development would confuse even an Eskimo. It lasts longer. It looks colder. And it feels warmer. Congratulations, Mr. Britt. To André Coutant and Jacques Matteau for the design of the Eclair Camerette. This is a handheld motorized precision camera with a direct view of the image while it is being photographed. Also, it has instantly interchangeable magazines and accurate registration. This instrument increases very considerably the mobility of our cameramen and will make a handsome Christmas present for June Allison to give to Dick Powell. Congratulations, gentlemen. To Charles R. Daly and to Steve Chillag and the Paramount Engineering, Editorial, and Music Departments for the new precision method for computing variable tempo click tracks. Now, the click track is the device by which, in certain difficult cases, the Hollywood musician is able to fit his music to the visual image on the screen. These engineers have turned a long, time-consuming task into a simple, rapid operation, and for the first time made it possible for Hollywood musicians to get home on time for dinner. Congratulations to you, gentlemen. To the International Projector Corporation for the simplified and self-adjusting take-up device for projection machines. This development reduces to almost the zero point the danger of fire and film mutilation in the projectors. Congratulations, gentlemen. And last, to Alexander Velkov for the application to production of the infrared photographic evaluator. You may not know that actors being photographed in both infrared and ordinary photography in the same sequence present a problem to the cameramen because of the variations in the color values of their makeup and clothing. This new device makes possible an immediate and exact estimate of these variations. It would also, if widely distributed, no doubt wreck the men's wear business. Certainly no group in our industry has knocked at frontiers and sought improvements so consistently as the scientists and technicians. Congratulations to all of you. And congratulations to you, Joe. Oh, this is me sort of getting my second wind. At least, I hope I do. You know, when I stepped out here about 55 minutes ago to face you 3,000 people, glamorous and important people, you'd have thought I might have been nervous. I still am, believe me. Now, one of the big musicals of the past year featured a song which has since become the Bachelor's Anthem. It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside, and is the last of the nominated songs. In place of Esther Williams, who is out of town, Arlene Dahl joins the rest of the original cast, Ricardo Montalban, Red Skelton, and Betty Garrett to sing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stop.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'll drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like stars right
to
now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I try.
What's the sense of hurry, my bride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome,
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves up on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
vicious. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
So maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a pleaser before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
Really been
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in front.
If you caught me wrong, I'm done.
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old baby.
Ah, it's cold outside.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a little break more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No caps to be had.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars
to
right
break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
well.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in
At
closer.
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
I really can't
oh,
say.
Baby, don't hold up, baby.
It's cold. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
Your sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Your brother will be pacing the floor.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
May night.
Remember, it's a blizzard.